At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So you have finished the league on 42 points. And you went and got a man from a team who's finished on 42 points.
You see the same. You see what you said just before you started talking about 42, 42? Did you not want him as well?
Yeah, nah, but we didn't finish on 42 points. Well, our team was a whole new team. We're trying to save my man. We're a lifeboat. You're a raft. You're just a piece of crap.
And he signed for them.
Yeah.
And they gave him a bucket.
Go back in the, help us. Help us.
Stop us sinking.
In 2025, Man United are a raft.
Filthy, we are here again. The season is done. All the champions are champions.
Bun up.
How's all the champions being?
No, it's saying bun up.
Strawberry
champion.
Bun up.
This video is sponsored by HelloFresh. Obviously, this week we had Skits in the kitchen doing his thing. Roll VT.
What's going on, my people? Is this your boy Skits, Filthy Fellas? HelloFresh has just sent me something to whip up real quick. I'm going to be making Thai green curry. Now, with this easy-to-cook step-by-step guide, you can't go wrong. And what we're going to do first is we're going to cook the rice. Now, it's imperative that you wash your rice. Got my garlic. We got one pepper. Shit. Now, we're going to wash the chicken. I'm joking. Yes, sir. Okay, everything's looking nice and cinematic. And I can't lie, my people, I love a good deal. HelloFresh are giving away 50% off your first box and 20% off the next month's box. And the cherry on top, free desserts for life. Sign me up now. Where do you sign up? www.hellofresh.co.uk/filthy50 for that extra deal. Yes! Right, so next step, we add in oil to the pan. And then we add in chicken. Let that sizzle. Be careful, don't let the oil splash you. Right, now we're gonna add the peppers. Dynamic duo, salt and pepper.
That went everywhere.
Yeah, buddy. Look at that. Now I can't lie, and you can't lie. This is looking top tier Michelin chef. Now it's just missing one thing, the baby corn. Now let's get these bad boys cut up and chucked into the pot. And to finish it off, we gonna squeeze some of that lime. Let's see the finishing product. Oosh! And I added a few extra touches to this. Chopsticks. All right, let's go for it. Mmm! You can't go wrong. HelloFresh, thank you. Easy, affordable, and much healthier. So say goodbye to takeaways and hello fresh.
That look absolutely splendid. With our unique code Filthy50, you will get 50% off your first box, 20% off the next month, and free desserts for the rest of your life.
Death row contract.
That is with the unique code Filthy50. Get in there and get your desserts, y'all.
Big man, who are you?
Me.
Lippy, you brought him. Can you introduce?
I did. Obviously, I saw that Loons went out there and made a signing.
And I'm still scouting.
And I complained to management. I said, that's not fair. I want to bring someone. So here we have my guy, Menace.
All right, round of applause for Menace, please.
Hold on, do you not know who he supports?
Menace to society.
Do you know who he supports, though?
This is important.
Yeah. Who do you support?
We're on the same
man?
Table for a reason. Hear what I'm saying. You see what? You see the signing, the marquee signing this season? Judge me on that.
Okay, then.
So, Cunha.
You see what you was doing before?
10 game bans and that.
Before, but I was mashing in the work. So, you see, now I'm at United, the lights are on.
Okay, then.
I like that.
I like that. No, that's what we're on right now.
This ain't United, though.
No,
yeah,
this ain't.
That's what I'm saying.
This ain't.
Bro.
Yeah, we're not United.
This ain't. But.
We're United, but we're not that United.
But. Mateus Cunha crashed it on most, man, in the Prem.
Yeah.
So, this don't have to be United.
You're not Cunha, man. You rate yourself higher than that, bro. Because we got Van Persie over here. This is Van Persie.
Judge me on my performance.
I can put my hands up.
Van Persie.
I was Van Persie, bro. I was. They said
I can nearly say, yeah, he nutmegged me back. Yeah, he's cold.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to, but you did.
Cold.
Didn't
he is now in the question if the best footballer at the...
At the where?
It's impossible.
It can't be impossible.
No, it's impossible.
It can't be impossible.
No, no.
New signings are beefing.
Can we say Lamine Yamal Doué?
No way.
Then I'm.
Can
then
we?
I'm
Lamine. Can we?
I'm him.
You could believe that. That's fine.
Whoa!
You know that. You could believe that.
You know.
Hey,
the only
done,
way we
bro.
Can settle
I've
this.
I've got a champs. Man of the match.
But let's get into it, man. The football season is done. Let's talk about the last match of the season, the big one, Champions League final. PSG made light of it, man. Done something that we haven't seen before. 5-0, that is the
5-0.
Record.
I believe this, yeah? As a Champions League winning team,
not
you don't know.
Could relate. Not right. Can relate.
I mean, we're not doing there. That here
We've
right now.
There. Sorry,
but
sorry.
I believe if anyone else but Inter Milan in that final, they would have won. And I mean, all the teams that PSG went past, I mean, Liverpool, or, I mean, Arsenal, I mean, even Villa, I think they battered that. I think Villa beat them, man.
Who?
I think Villa beat Inter. That like us three teams
great.
Gave PSG
a good
goal.
For their money,
you get what I'm saying? Inter didn't have no moves, none.
Let's not do that though. I think that's getting too far to say.
They
I hear
no
that, but
moves.
I'm saying to say every team would have beaten them is getting too.
That's
far.
Just my opinion.
Like this,
it's my opinion, man. The defense looked old on the day.
PSG
you know
is
saying?
Really good.
Dumfries
though.
Looked like Lukaku at right wing back, bro. He looked like he had Tim's on, bro.
But how did he look in other games in the lead up to that, though?
I just think Morgan Rogers would have glided past him. I think Saka would have glided past him.
Remember, they were chasing
him.
Serie A as well. This ain't like throw all your eggs in the Champions League sort of vibe. They were actually.
Yeah,
they were a couple points
off
Napoli
yeah.
or a point
yeah,
off Napoli.
They,
so
lost,
they had to.
Oh, they lost every tournament, innit?
Yeah,
so
they lost everything.
They lost the cup. Then they lost the league.
They threw away the treble.
But, they,
okay,
but so. they went to the depths, not like certain other clubs, but they went there with Napoli for the
so
league.
Like
so
they're firm second.
You get it?
Not to make light of what PSG done though. PSG have been a monstrosity. Is that, that means it's bad.
Yeah,
it?
Monstrosity is bad.
Monstrosity is bad. They haven't been a monstrosity.
A titan.
It was that little move, Dembele to the nine, flipped this season on his head.
When did Man United sign Ugarte?
This start of the season.
Yeah, so that 50 mil they used to buy Yao Neves, yeah? Just lock stuff up.
Crazy. And we thought we brought something. We thought,
no, we thought we'd done something.
We thought something. We had something
but still. Then they said, yo, transfer it to...
As good as PSG is though, I do want to speak about, you know, that Inter Milan side for us just a brief second before we speak about the great players at PSG. I think that Inter Milan side, once they lost the Champions League final against Man City 2 years ago, and it was already an aging side then.
Yeah,
and then you're seeing 37-year-old man come off the bench and back off top, and I just said, yeah, these men haven't got the stamina.
Yeah, they're tired, man. That's what I'm saying. It's basically the exact same team. Take Lukaku out and put Turam in. It's basically the same team.
You can't play that middle three against PSG's middle three, bro.
Hakan Sengoglu.
That middle three punches
so
up
mobile.
Most, if not every
so
team
mobile,
on this planet, bro. They are underrated. That, and we see it as the Champions League went on, but Vitinha's story, bro, couldn't get into Wolves. Yeah. Fabian Ruiz has gone under the radar until Euros, quality. But he's been a player. Quality. Then you got Neves, who, like I said, Ugarte got sold, brought him in. His name held weight at the time, but not the weight it's holding right now.
Yeah.
Like, that midfield three is safe.
And I'll be honest, that's a real 50 million. That's
for Neves?
Yeah, that's
mate,
a real 50
M. Performance against Man City this season in the Champions League. Like, when I watched that game, I said to myself, okay.
When they went 2-0 down.
If you can make light work of this midfield here, not light work, but it wasn't, I couldn't believe what I was watching from a guy the same size as
kit
Looms.
Tucked in.
It was mad, huh?
Who's got their kit tucked in nowadays?
You're
kit
you.
Tucked in. He's bringing it back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's bringing it back.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I bet, well, you see, like, obviously, you lot know, Yeah? And no, I'm not going to be childish like this all season until someone else wins it. You understand? But anyway, when he done that, he spun Szoboszlai. Szoboszlai's got this work rate. He just closes down. Bro, spun him round. Like, boy, this kid,
loons,
football, is fun to him.
Loons.
You know what I'm saying?
Loons.
What, you like my middle?
Let me just chat to you for a second.
You like my middle?
I like it. I love it. Let me just chat to you, though, because you're talking about the Prem, which starts on August the 16th.
That's true.
But it's not even about the Prem right now, Ruba. It's about Filthy Fellas live show.
Come on.
August the 13th. Yeah? It's about us. It's about our Prem. I dropped the shoulder on them.
Didn't see it coming.
I dropped the shoulder on them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was the big defender, bros.
Twisted man still.
Yeah, man. Make sure you're there, man.
August 13th, Hackney Empire. It's only right that we do it in Loons' Borough. Premier League champion. Get your tickets ASAP.
Wear your tech fleece.
The link is in the episode description box below.
Make sure you get your tickets, man.
Star-studded
crowd.
Don't
message anyone for tickets. The link is in the...
It is, man.
All right. Well, there's loads of transfer news to discuss. And there's also something else to discuss, and I think we can get it out of our system pretty quickly, just so these sunglasses that you're wearing
I want to talk about sense.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all.
Hold on.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all.
You got to dance.
Over the bar.
No, I want to say something. One Africa, innit? We all won. Yeah? All black people all over the world. That was art. It's a unity cup.
You don't know that?
It's not a Champions League. It's a unity cup. Everybody together.
You know pennies ain't a win. Like, sorry to put, I'm putting the dampers on. Pennies ain't a win, bro. Pennies is a way to decide a draw.
Talk to us about the game, KG.
I got to say this right now, yeah? It was the best occasion ever. That's the best football game I've ever been to. And I don't make sense.
I love that.
He's a Man United fan. Makes sense.
I'm saying I've seen comebacks. I've seen a lot. But to see, I'm telling you right now, the unity, everyone there, like that you have to bring, or you can't have that in the Premier League, I think. It's just for them. But literally, you're looking over to the side, Jamaicans over here, Nigerians, they're all, like, no one was where they... Yeah. Music playing, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, just the energy, the vibes, and just a togetherness. You, like, literally, it's called the Plantain Derby, bro. You have to call it
Plantain. Plantain vs Plantain. Yeah,
hey, you know, I'll be honest, I don't call a mountain a mountain, so I'm fine.
It's called Plantain for the next month.
For a month.
No, Plantain.
For a month.
The Plantain Derby.
You
should've won this.
And you lost, bro. Who lost, bro?
I'm British.
No one lost.
Where are you from? Grenada or something? You say you're from Yard as well.
We lost many. Football is the winner. Listen to what he just said.
Yes.
Hear what he just said. Listen to me.
Football is the winner. Football
best
won.
Best football match. Jamaicans over here, Nigerians, they don't care about the result.
Football
it's the
one.
Unity.
Football one.
Unity cup. I could go to a Nigerian barbershop right now and they say, what, you're Jamaican? My brother.
That is it.
But it is, sorry, should I have done that?
No, no, you can do that. Because I did
the way I said it. Is that accurate?
Do it again.
My brother.
It sounds kind of...
That's a bit coming to America.
That's a bit
Eddie Murphy-ish.
Ah, my brother.
Sorry.
Why are you not doing this?
Boys, we have one problem though. The Unity Cup is becoming a little bit like a glorified Scottish league. There's been three of them and one team has won them all. Big round of applause
for
KG's Nigeria.
Come on!
Three of them. They won three of them.
You didn't even know that. You didn't even know that.
I only know about this one.
I don't know who they beat all the time, but I just know they've won three of them. And look at him. Do you know what? Plantain.
When are you going to host it in your own country?
Huh? Would you not pull up? You have the time of your
honestly,
life.
Honestly, no.
You have the
Nigeria. Nigeria's proper. Nigeria's proper.
It's too hot.
Do you know what? We're not going to pull up to Nigeria, but there's a couple of things we're going to do in the summer. One of the things we're going to do is a sports day. So everybody at home, please make sure you subscribe and make sure you look at everything that's happening this summer. Filthy Fellas are doing
a lot. I am winning something.
Sports day, I'm looking forward to.
I need something.
I need to do like the solid events like javelin and that, a shot put.
I'm winning something.
You see when we talk about Wonder Kid?
Yeah, but
I don't think I should be there for
that.
I don't think I should be there for that.
Menace, bro.
I don't think I should be there.
You think you're faster than me?
I don't think.
You think you're faster than me?
I don't think.
Is that what you think?
I should be here for that.
Is this you crazy, bro?
Yeah, I like you. Menace, we need you.
You're injured, bro.
You're injured,
man. That's the first injury of the episode. Listen, I wasn't even going to.
I ain't going to beat no. I wasn't involved.
Listen, Menace, I wasn't even going to talk about it, yeah? I think it's the last time I saw you, yeah? You was playing, I think it was Old Bridge. You was doing the Old Bridge thing.
Yeah, but you didn't play that. What, when you, did you watch?
What do you mean?
Where did I play? If you watch, where did
this
I play?
Guy oh, wait.
Can I finish?
Where did I play?
Can I finish?
All right, go on.
Hold on. Can I finish? I dropped the shoulder on him so bad, he don't even remember.
Watch how mad he's
You see, the
going.
Only
Watch
time the crowd went, oh, it, it's when it happened
it.
To him, you know.
Wait for it.
Brother, I'm
wait
playing left back.
Wait for it.
You know my ting loons.
You're a right back.
Yeah, I'm a right back. But you see when I play on the left.
Yeah, it gets inverted.
Jimba. You see him, Timba? This is Jimba.
Jimba. Yeah, the cousin.
You ready, yeah? You done? Now tell me you finish. Pause.
Let me just done. I've said keeper. Give it to me.
Pause.
This is football, yeah? He passed me the ball. I've taken a...
Heavy touch.
Not even a heavy touch, but it's a touch that I should have done maybe...
A Lecoq.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
But I did it.
You had to recover.
That year.
Erasmus.
You see the way I recovered?
Don't entertain nothing, Loons. Don't entertain nothing.
Horrible. No, you get on the instant...
Oh, hey.
He's got dead.
No, let him.
Play ball.
Let him.
Play ball, young boy try run upon me, Menace.
Let him.
Menace, don't run up.
Stop entertaining
me,
man.
Menace, go off.
Stop entertaining.
Hey, Menace,
stop
go off.
Entertaining.
Menace,
yeah?
Go off right
Ready,
now.
Ready, yeah? All right, cool. Let me fix my table before it goes.
Your table's fixed, bro. Stop.
What team was I playing for?
Oldbridge.
The real truth.
What's the real truth?
I didn't see lips.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That's lies.
I didn't. You know, you see me when I'm playing. I'm in my zone. You see who I'm playing against? Find a way. Do you think Lips found a way up against
What do you mean?
Me? You see with my team? Menace, play in the center. Just play in the center. Do you know what that means? Responsibility. That means you are a man that... I don't play center. Play right. I don't play there. But do you know what? IQ is second to none.
Nah, you can play still.
Second to none. So if you... Play center. What? Lissandro, you want the butcher? I'll do that. Fine. Right back. I could kid you not. I was playing against a chubby Marley to the point where... I wanted to move position myself because it weren't fair. I don't do that to the man them. Showtime, that's the man them.
He's taking more
I don't
tactics.
Show up for the man them. And what I try to do is I try to just, I'm playing against the man them. Let me just try something. My weaker foot, left foot. Let me just try and
So you're training my left in the foot. Game.
Let me just train it. Shout out, pop a paper.
We're
training day. Whatever. 1, 2, or 3. Training day. You see Showtime, that sort of team there. I don't Showtime. I just relax. Do you want me to start on the bench? No problem. You know when you don't mind starting on the bench? It's not that club I need to play against.
I know players can sack the agent. Can the agent sack the player? What's this guy doing? What is... I brought you here. You just mash up my...
Hey. Yo. The wrong battle, my brother.
I got to talk about that.
Do you know what? No. Because he's talking about performances when we're both on the pitch, Takers versus Showtime. You see that? I had the armband. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but
one minute I've got.
We went down to 10 men. We're not doing this. We're moving on.
All right, let's move on. We have to move on. We got to do the show. All right. Hey, Lippy, you got. You drive us.
Bro. Good, you see, but on many. Jesus, you know the bus, you use on the bus. It's moving mad.
Man signed a player called Menace as his surprise, bro. His name's Menace.
It's in the name. That's what it says on the tin. But listen. Transfer news. It's happening.
Nah, you drew me out. No, go on the internet and go type in Showtime versus Takers and go and see what Lips was doing at right back. Shout out Gianni, left winger. Lips came off 20 minutes. Shoot me if I'm lying.
It weren't 20 minutes, bro. Don't do that.
26. Shoot me if I'm lying.
Oh, yeah. Loons. Hold on. I just clocked. You are back from your loan.
I watch you bigging up the crowd that you cuss at every week. Were your friends last week? I see you. I turned it off when you said, bro, you listening to everyone hates a winner. Everybody hates a winner. We know this. I didn't think you buy into
the
it.
Crowd,
I but, hey, listen, Lippy. I didn't think you would buy into it. You remember, that's why I put in the group, Rico starting on you.
This is an advertisement for Saley. John, it's that time again. P Please.
I reckon I'm ready this time, you know.
Oh. Go on then.
Hold on, we got a remix. Loons.
Saley on the daily. Yo.
Hip hop.
You know what I'm saying?
Hip hop. Yeah. Liverpool can't ever win the league again.
Hip hop with them glasses.
Hip hop in those glasses.
John Barnes.
Saley on the daily.
He got to score the goal.
Saley on the daily. Saley on the daily.
Nah, you're killing me.
The football season is over and summer is fast approaching. So it's time for us to get those holidays booked in, my people. A lot happens in football during this summer, and we need to avoid those sneaky roaming fees when we're sharing the latest transfer news on holiday. And that's where Saley forwards in.
It does forward in. Saley is the affordable, easy to use and sustainable eSIM service that gives reliable mobile and internet connections to over 200 countries.
200?
In this planet.
No way.
Just download the Saley app and it will pick a data plan and it will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination. So Steve-O is currently in Orlando and we are sorting out his Saley on a daily. And yeah, he'll be very happy when he gets that sorted.
So what? You're telling me I can avoid queuing at the airports for Sims and get my football news instantly?
Yep. And if you're moving on to another country, just add new destinations to your existing Saley eSIM.
Swear.
Download Saley in the App Store by scanning the QR code on screen, which is going to appear on John Wick's face. Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout to get 15% off your very first purchase.
The details are in the episode description box below. John.
Remix!
Saley. On the daily.
Saley. On the daily.
Saley.
Saley. On the daily.
On the daily.
What up? What up? What up?
It's you. Shouldn't have done it.
You know what? You just jumped into the stereotypical view of what a rapper should be. Like,
remix! You know the little John, song about
little
someone?
John.
Little John! Little John and them, man.
Fat man Scoop and them, man. Just
transfer news now, boys. A mini transfer window has opened from June the 1st to the 10th. It will reopen on the 16th. Obviously, there's been a lot of news. Obviously, as many said, Mateus Cunha. I will move on to that. But Liverpool, the champions, who do their business early and well, they've replaced Trent already.
It's timing. You see the timing? Because we all knew it was happening. We all knew it was going to happen. But they were just negotiating with the... with Real Madrid, for so Trent could go play in the Club World Cup.
You lot got him for 29.5 million, which is, I think that's a very good price.
Great deal.
But they said, you know why we're giving him to you lot on a discount? Because worse. So long story short, you lot tried to pay about 100, just over 100 million. Leverkusen want 126 for who they... consider their star boy. That is their guy. That's their...
But they said something about they got a good relationship with him and they're going to try and give him what he wants. He said he wants to go Liverpool.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Serious?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's highly...
I like that from a club, to be
highly
fair.
Monitored right now. Highly speculated. His
girlfriend's got, but they turned down a second bid, though, didn't they?
That's
done.
Them. They're going to try fight for him, innit? I'll try to get them. I think they know he's gone. They're going
to
try
so
get the goal.
About this, sorry to cut you. You know what's so smart about this? Mm-hmm. Arsenal had two bids for Watkins rejected on the final day. Mm-hmm. This is so early.
Very early.
We've got a lot of time to sort and resolve the situation.
Him,
I respect the way you man do business. Even McAllister, when you first time McAllister, early. Yeah. Get it done. Out
we
the
do,
way.
We, but am I wrong? We do things under pressure though, man.
Are you lot, I think this mini transfer window, is it only for certain teams?
Not everyone's involved.
It's everyone. What are we doing? It's so bad that I convinced myself. I said, no, Arsenal ain't in this.
But I think right now, the scouting department and all that, remember the analysts have got all these podcasts out and they're explaining, they're explaining the reasoning to why they buy players and da 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 da. I think your analysts might be watching this and being like, you know what? It might not be Watkins, you know? Do you know what I'm saying? Because they're saying you got to work out who's the best player that's not playing in the Champions League under 25 years old? Do you see what I'm saying? And then you put him in that, and then you put him in the Champions League group and see where he matches at. Do you get what I'm saying? And then that's how you cop them.
Sticking with Liverpool, what do you think about Frimpong? Because obviously we said here on FILTHYFELLAS you're going to sign Frimpong and you said it's not going to happen.
No, I said it in a group chat.
Oh, you said in the group
and
chat.
And he said it. I said brought up Frimpong. I said I wanted him, and he said he tried to rub him out when I said that I wanted him to play wing back. You did. I said Frimpong, and then after he tried to. I said that's the signing I want to. That's the signing I like to sign.
Poet, I said you threw it in the group. I said to you, I like him. Yeah. I said, but he plays as a wing back. And when I see him play for Holland, he plays right wing. Yeah. I've never seen him play in a four. That's what I said in the group. Yeah. Steve-O said he's played in Manchester City's youth team as a four. I said, youth football don't count.
How about Celtic? Celtic?
Yeah, but then I hear it. And then he says, I watched his interview. They said, what's your favourite position? The dude said, right back. So I stand corrected.
Well done, man.
I thought my man was going to say wing back, or I can play anywhere along the up the wing. Yeah. He said, my favourite position is a right back. So he might know the job better than I thought he knew it. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
Did you like the video of him saying he's like, his dad was like, I've signed for your club?
Yeah.
I love that one.
That's where it always will be. It will always be that, man. You know what I'm saying? It will always be that when it's like a black player and their dad's of that certain age. And, you know, like, there's no reason to go here, innit? Like, my dad said it, man. You know what I'm saying? But his dad was upset when he missed that, when he was at City before. Remember when he got scattered from his youth team? And then Liverpool was a tad too far when he signed up for City. But he wanted to go Liverpool. Do you see what I'm saying? So,
well, you got your replacement for Trent sorted out.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, though, about the other two guys that might leave Dolipi?
Diaz and Elliot, as I said, since Diaz's dad has been safe, he's actually underperformed. But I was actually wrong.
Cap.
No, I was wrong.
Cap.
I was wrong.
I've been saying
I was
cap.
Actually wrong. I was actually wrong.
He was on form when he had something, when he had bread to make.
But all jokes aside, Luis Diaz, I think he's definitely one of the better left wingers in the league. I think the left wing position has been kind of poor, and he's definitely like a bright spark over there. And
false nine.
On the other side-ish, Harvey Elliott looks like he's going. I heard you lot want 50 million for him. I don't know about all that, man.
Game's gone, man.
Did they say send him to Leverkusen, though?
I just don't think. Do you know what it is? I think he's a really good player, but do you think he's played enough football for you lot to be worth 50 million?
But okay, cool. So we're debating 50 million. A man was fighting for Tyler Dibham to be 100 million. Do you see what I'm saying?
But that's wrong.
Not you.
He was
but
fighting.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no one was fighting.
No one was
not
fighting.
Not you.
Yeah.
I said, not you.
Poet weren't fighting.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't. No. He was just saying that he's good.
He's a good player.
Yeah. Like,
is he worth 100 million? No. So if he can
but
be...
But what's that got to do with Elliot?
Exactly. Because if he can be quoted, if Tyler Dibblin can be quoted as 100
that's
million...
That's a poor argument.
Why can't you quote Harvey Elliott 50? Harvey Elliott is probably the best under-21 English player.
Which is a fair argument. Tyler Dibblin hasn't had the big move. Harvey Elliott didn't start at Liverpool. He was at Fulham. He was in West London.
And he was starting
cool.
At 16.
Exactly. And I'm not saying he wasn't. He's moved to Liverpool. And guess what, Giza? It's not gone the way you wanted. So you can't now pay top dollar when you've seen some. I'm not saying you're wrong, but if it had gone the way you was going, you wouldn't be selling him.
But this is what I'm saying to you.
Does that make sense?
You haven't watched. Back to my point, yeah? You haven't watched the data analyst. The podcast they got on
Sky
YouTube.
And Estate.
No, but
podcast.
It's the truth though. Like, you can do all that, but it's sell on value. You can say, I want 50 million for this guy. Yeah, you can say, I want 50 million for this guy. And you can sign him for a 4-year deal. You can sign him. He has a half a good season. He's 24. You can probably get your money back.
Can I?
That's why
the
they want that money for him. Do you get me? Because they're sell on value for the other club. Do you understand? That's why we got 25 mil, 30 mil for Dom Solanke. That's why we got the same for Rian Brewster. That's why, because they're sell on value on these players.
We're doing that with Carreras.
It's a fact, bro.
Look at the players you're mentioning, facts, though, man.
Bro, they're sell on value, bro. Simple, man.
Let me tell you the truth. You're trying to get 50 mil for Elliot because you've only got 18 million for the second best keeper in the league. According to you, let me just finish, Luz. Yeah?
Simple.
That guy, wouldn't say he won you the league, but without him, you would not have won the league. Let me just finish, Luz.
Last week, this never happened once. Chill.
I'm chatting to the people. I'm chatting to the people.
So you
I was chatting to you, man.
There you go.
I don't want to chat to you no more.
And even
if I was
talking
down.
To you, there's an etiquette in conversation. Yeah. Be patient.
But all jokes aside, 10 games he played for you lot, 4 clean sheets. 7 wins, 2 draws, 1 loss. Without him, you would not have won the league. And you've just sold him.
For 18 million.
So of course you're going to try to get some extra pennies.
1 year on his contract.
Loons, you take Liverpool stuff too personal, bro.
What?
You do. Look at him. He's vexed.
I'm not vexed.
You're moving like you sold him.
He just said a statement. Like we lost out money. He just told me to be patient. I'm going to tell you why we got 18 million for
him. Why? Tell me why.
He had 1 year on his contract.
I still think it's bad.
But they signed the other keepers. I think you signed away from Valencia, right?
Yeah, we had him in the wings for 30 mil. We signed him 2 seasons ago. We've loaned him out twice. So he's here. I can't even say his name. Dashvili.
The Georgian
from Valencia.
Good. And so he's now permanently there. Now,
he's permanently at Liverpool.
Is he going to be the number one?
I don't know. So, I died though. Come on, Alisson.
You have got some money for Trent though. And you're lucky Dan ain't here because he'd tell you how much Seamus Coleman's you could get for it.
For real.
And it'll be a lot. It'll be a lot. You got 8.4 million from Real Madrid for Trent. Sources are saying that it could be lower. And that he would have left for free if it was on the 30th of June. And what makes it even madder, yeah, they've gone and put a 1 billion euro, not pound, release clause.
That's mad.
On Trent.
Spain boss billion as well. Why do they keep doing that? This mad buyout clause.
Some people don't buy your players.
I don't know. It might just be Football Manager stuff. But I think you have to have a release clause
you
in
do.
Spain.
You do.
It's
you do.
Yeah.
You have
to.
You do. But 1 billion is not crazy because PSG broke Neymar's one with Barcelona and it made everyone take note. If you care about a player, you put the £1 billion on them.
£1 billion on a human being is crazy. If you want
him, pay. He's not going.
I agree with what you're saying, but I think both can be true. £1 billion. The day that I play FIFA and a man is bidding £1 billion for my player,
whoever he is.
Could be a child.
Whoever he is. It don't matter.
Could be related to me.
I think the crowd's going to probably get me right or who if I'm right. I think Ansu Fati was the first £1 billion in his release clause.
I think he
was the first.
And look how that went.
Yeah, and look, and they'll let him go for 13 mil right now. You can get it for 13 right now.
That's so sad, you know?
Right now.
Yeah, he's just taking up a squad number.
They want to give that to Lamine.
Listen, Ansu Fati almost signed for West Ham when he was 16. There's pictures on the net, so forget that guy, bro.
Was he?
Bro, big facts. Big facts. And he almost signed for a French club as well. This is big facts.
But let's move on. Let's talk about the mighty Arsenal.
Yes.
We finished second place again. We're trying to add that firepower. Bro, KG, man.
Sorry, bro. There was a beef.
Was that happening last week?
Never.
It's because you bring all this, bro.
I didn't bring no sweets.
Nah, come on, man. You can't do it dirty like this, man. Sorry. Blaming everything on me.
Yeah, KG, that was poor. Menace, don't learn off him. It's a poor...
And stop blaming me.
But anywhere you sat, Menace, you would have been cooked today, you know. That might be the best table, actually. You next to John or Lewis. Jesus Christ. But yeah.
I'm not that.
Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about Arsenal. Second place finish again. Third season in a row.
Are you looking not tired
to,
of that?
Looking to finally add that firepower now. What do you want to say, KG? 15th place.
You know what? I have to say this because you know me.
I didn't even get to say anything. What do you want to say?
No, because it's an Arsenal topic. It's an Arsenal
chat
topic.
Chat to me, bro.
And I'm well-versed in Arsenal.
You are.
Because I like to, again, as a hater, I have to pay attention to who I hate.
Chat to me. That is true.
Now, what you have to understand with this thing is this new guy, Berta, that's coming in, your new director of football, I was waiting to see if Arsenal's going to make the major move. If he's listened to, he wants Gyökeres,
mm-hmm.
Arteta wants Sesko.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know who's in control of the club. If this Berta guy made the decision and Gyökeres was coming in, I would now say I'm afraid of Arsenal finally because
it's someone that
structure,
knows.
Someone can tell Arteta what to do. Arteta's still running it. I just want to know, as Arsenal fans, how do you feel about Arteta still in the driving seat heavy? Like,
you will take him, man. Stop the foolishness,
no,
man.
No, I'm saying,
I'm not gonna let this jibber jabber, man.
You're missing the what I'm actually saying. I'm saying that Arteta is still in control, even though there's a director of football that's supposed to be his boss. That's the point.
Director of football is never the manager's boss. The director of football just gives...
I don't get what he was asking.
I get what he's asking. So basically, Berta...
I don't get it, bro.
I do.
How?
Let me just
How?
Land. Oh, I'm going to explain to them. So Berta is coming to do the job that Edu was doing, yeah? It's kind of speculated. There's like some whispers that Edu left because he wasn't allowed to do the business that he wanted to do.
Bringing the players he wanted.
Yeah, that Arteta's just in charge. Havertz, Calafiori, Moreno, namely.
That was being, Arteta, yeah?
Yeah, and he said, and Edu was allegedly against them. So apparently, Edu's gone. We bring in Berta, who's come from Atletico, yeah, who have a very good record of signing nines, especially. Yeah, so we thought the first thing that we were going to see is Berta's going to come in, establish who our nine target is, and then go. You understand? So what KG is asking is, are we comfortable with the fact that we're not going, it's being speculated that we're not going for Berta's first choice, who is Jokeres from Lisbon. Yeah. We're going for Sesko from Leipzig, choice, who is Arteta's choice.
So who are we working with?
Yeah.
Today?
So do you know
who's Ollie Watkins' choice?
Boy, bro, just let it land, bruv. From an Arsenal fan's point of view, yeah? Like the politically correct answer would be that Berta was kind of unsure on the two, and the reason he wants Jokeres is for money reasons. He thinks it's cheaper and we'll be able to make...
Gokeres is cheaper than Sesko?
65. Yeah. His release clause is 65.
It makes no sense.
When I said it, it's not a game. You see, goals in certain leagues, it's half a goal. You know what I'm saying? Sesko is scoring in a more credible league, bro. He's scoring... My man's scoring against Madeira Cake. You get what I'm saying? It's Madeira Cake.
Let's have that conversation. There's probably been more successful products coming from Portugal to England than there is from Germany to England.
No. No? De Bruyne up. Where are we going off? Like, people that actually done the works.
Because I can go right back to Cristiano Ronaldo and then right today to Darwin Nunes.
I think in Europe, in terms of selling them in Europe, you know how Di Maria's gone and rare. I think Sporting, Portugal have a very good... credibility in terms of people that have come out.
Yeah, 100%.
But Germany to England, not Portugal to England, Germany to England, bro, there is a lot of players that have gone on to be very good players, if not world-class players.
Because we usually do Bundesliga attacks and I never really...
Who's Bundesliga?
The last one? Haaland.
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 Damn.
Bro.
Marmoush.
Damn. Marmoush.
He's not world-class yet, but Marmoush is on course.
You hope Marmoush is on course?
I don't hope. I'm a United fan. I hope he crashes and that...
Sorry. That's mad.
That's mad. Yeah, yeah. That's mad. Omar.
From Germany, there's been Sané, Son, De Bruyne. Yeah, obviously, Gundogan recently, Haaland and Marmoush, yeah? But now, there's been others. And Paul, you're sitting there like you didn't rate him. You see, whenever we're talking about Bundesliga tax, he never tries to mention his nephew, Timo Werner. He said, you know what he said to me? You know what I said? You know what Poet said to me when I said I don't rate him? He said, no, you know what, Lippy? I just trust him. He looks mature. He's trim. He's just very mature the way he carries himself.
Dookie's the most least mature player.
Horrible footballer.
Bad decisions. Just like a 13-year-old boy. Smoking, drinking.
To go back to your question, I think the reason that Berta wants Jokeres is purely because he's a lower price. Me personally, I think that's the smarter option. You understand?
Buy twice though.
Yeah, but for my thing is, we buy it. Say it again, bro.
Buy twice.
That's true.
Do you not think Jokeres is a bad player?
He's not a bad player, he's a transition player.
Let's ask the question, boys. Let's deal with it because it's online. Who's better, Sesko or Jokeres?
Right now, I'm going to say Jokeres is better than him.
Mm-hmm. John. Jokeres.
I don't know, man.
But who fits your system?
We're going to go back to you.
Jokeres all over.
I think it's Jokeres. I think he's ready. I don't even think it's in terms of who's better, but it's ready. Like, we've seen him against Prem teams. Obviously, mash up Man City. Yeah. We battered them. But I think he showed some signs of...
But then Sesko's had some big games. Like, I watched who's he played for against? It's Slovakia. Slovenia. I watched Slovenia versus Norway and it was him and Haaland. And Sesko that game went crazy. He looked so good. So technically, everything before the goal looks good to me. I don't know if the goal comes.
But don't you think you're missing out on a true gunman? Like right now, you've had players that are not strikers that have been in a team that score goals. Now you add that guy that people would fear. He's
KG, that's not an argument. We know that's why we're discussing a striker. I'm talking about the two strikers. I don't like any of them.
As Premier League champions, you see what Gokeres is doing? It looks amazing, but it's exactly what Darwin Nunez was doing.
He said,
it's
true. Premier League champions.
It is true.
And you know what, Loons? You see the goals that I see Gokeres score? I don't even know if that's an Arsenal goal. What, all that grass in behind for us to run into? I've not seen that in years.
Does he score in a low block? That's the question. And you see Sesko, you see his feet. He's got little neat feet. I see he's got neat feet.
Do you know what? I just want something up front that's a little bit more unpredictable.
The main positive for you lot as Arsenal fans is we're arguing about the fact that you lot are going for a gunman.
Yeah, yeah.
Before it was Havertz. No offense to Jesus, but you're actually going in the market now, whether it's Berta or Arteta, and you're arguing about which gunman you would sign. That's the scariest part of this conversation right now.
I don't think they're gunmen. There's nothing that suggests to me that Sesko's a gunman.
Gyökeres is, obviously we could talk about the Portuguese league, similar to Nunes and how much work he was mashing in, but they are not Havertz. Like, they are goal-scoring players.
Sesko.
They're both goal-scoring players. They're number nines. That's what you lot wanted all this time, no? You don't want a nine that plays as a 10. You actually want a nine.
A raw nine.
That argument is more scarier than the fact of who you rather have right now.
We're here now, so we can say that. But when I'm watching Liverpool do up false nine, I can't remember at the time, but I don't know if I was like, oh, I want a number nine. Once I've seen so many different interpretations of the front line,
you just want someone
works. I don't care if it's Kai Havertz to me win the league, I'm not against it. Do you know what I mean? So
Kai Havertz can do it, but you need a better left winger. Do you get me? But
that's what we really need.
If you're going to play Kai Havertz in that false nine, you'll need Saka can do it on the right and a better left. It's like Mane and Salah, isn't it? And you could do it.
Let's transition like this. You know who could have been all right for us in the nine? Yeah. But Chelsea got him.
I've been
Liam Delap
called it.
You said that early, Lou.
And if you're talking about prices, he would have been the cheapest.
Very 30. Good price. Maybe not right here, right now. But what I didn't understand, and I think we haven't spoken about it too much, this is probably his... What the season we just seen is probably his first season,
first professional
full men's football, you know. 12 league goals for a relegated team.
Battering ram.
That's not a joke. That ain't a joke. Do you know what it is? I like the battering ram stuff and all of that, but
he's got a touch as well.
Let's talk about his football. Mm. He can play. Mm. You understand? He's quite, like you said, maturity of certain other players. I think he's got that maturity. Mm. He's going to a young Chelsea team though, so.
But it's the pressure's there though. What's it like playing with pressure?
I was just about to say that.
Serious project, by the way.
You don't think they need some experience in there though along the way?
Do, but I feel like they're giving me like Man United 92.
You was born in 94.
Yeah, I know, but that's you what I'm didn't. See I used it. To watch football back in the days with my dad and that, innit?
I hear it.
He's lying.
Like, no, but Man United 92 won the league.
No,
bro.
But it's just giving me like. No, but he means like the early age when they're getting them younger players. Yeah, bro. When they're getting all young. By the time it gets to 99.
Yeah, but I'm sure the team weren't based solely on youngsters though, innit? It was they had experience. They had players. You could bring in the youngsters.
I feel like that's what Chelsea are doing right now, innit? So. I feel like
they're buying it though, but
bro, gotta buy in it. this everywhere in now.
Their side's young, but some of them young players, I can't lie though, the experience they've got, like Enzo, experience.
But it
Kai
goes
Sado.
Back to what man's saying. It's just they're buying young. If they don't work, 23, they can probably get a little 50-60 for them. They sell on value. Yeah. You buy an experienced guy, he don't work. He's 30, getting 270. You can't do nothing with him now.
They're,
do you get what
they're
saying?
Doing what they've done
so
with their academy.
They're boxing clever, man. They're boxing very, very clever.
I still think Chelsea go for a massive cash problem in a couple of years.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
Nah, Bowley's finding a loophole, man.
You can't be signing for Fana. He gets injured. That Bashidile guy. You can't be bothered with him. Desai. You can't be bothered with him. You got nah, bro.
It's like, a length of contract, though, no?
7 years. I'm sorry, loopholes, man. And the Mudryk.
Them death row contracts as well over at Chelsea.
Another talent that Chelsea are looking at, and he's definitely under 23 as well, because it's like they're not allowed to sign any big man. Gittens from Dortmund.
Oh, baller.
He's like the second. Yeah, Bynoe Gittens. He's like the second Sancho almost. He come from the City Academy. Dortmund grabbed him. He's doing well out there. And yeah,
They're still linked to Garnacho as well, by the way, Chelsea. They still want Garnacho. I don't know if they... Yeah, Garnacho, his agent was at the game at Stamford Bridge.
I think his agent's just shopping him about. I think his agent's bad
I'm
business.
I'm saying he's still kind of... They're still interested.
Garnacho's put out... He's put out that he wants Chelsea. Speaking about Garnacho, Man United...
He's
going to
be the modern Odom Wingie.
You have got Mateus Cunha, who is
a very good player.
At a point, I hoped we got him in January, you know? I think he's a good player.
They will finish above Man United.
Yeah.
So he's going down.
Don't matter.
No, they didn't. Same points. So let's talk about something for a second, because you know I've been too nice to you, Man United boys.
Talk your stuff, man.
So you have finished the league on 42 points. And you went and got a man from a team who's finished on 42 points.
You see the same. You see what you said just before you started talking about 42-42? Did you not want him as well?
Yeah, nah, but we didn't finish on 42 points. Well, our team was a whole new team. We're trying to save my man. We're a lifeboat. You're a raft. You're a raft. You're just a piece of
tar. And he said to them,
yeah.
And they gave him a bucket.
Yeah, yeah. Go back in there. Yeah. Help us. Help us.
Stop us sinking.
In 2025, Man United are a raft.
We need help.
It's mad.
Let's keep it football. Cunha is obviously one of the better attacking players in the league.
Top 10.
Yeah, I think there's always been that conversation. If a top six team get him, they're going to help him out. 15th got him. So it should be all right.
Mm. Hey, what I'm saying, if certain other clubs finish 15th, do you think Mateus Cunha goes to them clubs?
No, but I think that's not a flex because you're flexing on Wolves. And Palace and all of them. You're not flexing.
It's not adapting. I'm showing you right now where we finish and the club that we are still able to get players that second place want to get.
They bought a Wolves player. I'm not rating.
Yeah,
that.
But what you who you wanted? So acting like Wolves is. So act.
If we wanted Cunha, we'd have
you
him.
Wanted Cunha.
If we wanted
we got Cunha,
Cunha, we'd
when
have
we're
him.
15th, not top four, not challenging. We got Mateus Cunha when we were 15th. If you were 15th, well, Cunha don't signing. Go to you. Cunha don't go to you. Cunha don't go to you.
I respect that, but I believe this is.
I'm not trying to flex.
I'm just gonna throw this. This fitted hat into the ring. Yeah. I believe you got him because no one else wanted him.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
No.
Hey,
that's no chance. No chance.
No one wanted Cunha now. No one wanted Cunha.
If you wanted him, you would have got him.
Careful.
If Chelsea wanted him, they would have got him.
No one wanted Cunha now.
I don't believe so. I think you lot was the only one concrete.
Everyone wants players. We all need players, yeah. Everybody wants players. And we know that we need to fill a position. So we'll have various options. We'll look at the prize and so on and so forth. The moment someone's paying £63 million for Cunha, nobody wanted him. They wanted him. Because no one's going to do that.
Because we activated the clause.
Exactly. That's his clause. Euro, no one wanted to do that. They went and got Dean Huijsens, who's streets ahead of him.
Cunha is gone. Yes. We mentioned Garnacho.
Yes.
But there's Rashford.
And there's
big
Anthony,
one. There's Anthony. And there's hold on.
There's the big
there's
one.
There's the big one. Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes. One of these boys have to go.
Bruno goes. Go.
Let's talk about Bruno for a second.
Straight. You're strong.
This is filthy. There's too much togetherness right now. I'm going to break it up. Loons, you said it.
No, that's it.
Loons has been very openly critical about Bruno. And you said no champions. In anywhere serious.
No champions.
Want that man.
No top three team
who
in any
wants
league.
Bruno, bro?
Saudi. Like I said, that's the only place that Man United will recoup any money. If he's going to go to... only way he's going to go to a title elect team is if he runs his contract down. And you lot are not going to let that happen. He's a good player for you lot. For Arsenal, he'll be a squad player. For City, he'll be a squad player. For Liverpool, he'll be a squad player. He would. Stop, he lost stop, the ball stop, 650 stop. Times in 36 games. The average is at to 18 times a game. Bro, at a top team,
Before you lot go, hold on. A real centre midfielder has entered the building. He's probably lost the ball about
twice
160
in
times ever in his career.
For real.
So you chat to me.
The dog.
Even 160 might be a stretch, innit? That's a bit, I might dark you there.
Sometimes you just gotta, get me, you can't always, you know what Bruno does? Every time he gets the ball, he tries to score.
Yeah.
Every time only he's forward. Trying to hurt you, like yeah. immediately. Yeah. Of course he's losing the ball, but 653 times makes you one of the worst midfielders on paper.
Is he though?
When you lot are ready, no. You lot, lay it out.
But the facts are the facts, yeah? Like, he's a basketball player.
He's end to end, man.
Like he can't give you control of a game. He can only do mad moments.
And that's who's running the game right now. Yao Neves, Vitinha, dictators, McAllister. Do you get me? Thomas Partey.
How old is Bruno?
30.
He don't play like a mature man.
Yeah, he plays like he's about 20, 24.
Does he have to take the responsibility because who's he going to pass
he's
the ball
captain.
To?
He's the captain.
Is it, who's he going to give it to? Hoyland?
Hey, Loons, in 2005, Gerard never said who am I going to give it to?
Yeah, yeah, what are you talking about?
No, but who's he going to give it to, guys?
What, the captaincy?
You
what,
told
what,
me
the captaincy?
You told me the ball. United team.
Wait, do you know what I've seen? I know Hoyland. Hoyland's kind of like meaty, yeah? We know that, yeah? But I've seen times where Bruno's not helping him, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Bruno does that fizz, like wham. Like,
he wraps the ball like
and
that.
I've seen Højlund have to control passes that I'm just like, why did Bruno play it like that to him? Like, killed him.
Did you see the goalkeeper that passed him in the angry Ginge thing? You're talking about Fizz, bro. You can't even manage a YouTube pass, bro.
Part of the game is knowing who to pass to. Like, sometimes I look out and I look at my left back and I'm like, I can't give that ball
not
to
you.
Because it's going to... Possession's going to get overturned any second. So Bruno obviously should know, I can't fizz this ball at Højlund. He hasn't got that.
He don't care.
But he don't care. Yeah, he don't thinks care. You're him.
Yeah, do you know why? Yeah. Bruno, it's not even that. Bruno just thinks he's at Manchester City. Because if he's at Man City, you could fizz the ball to Gibbs White possibly next season, to Ryan Cherki next season.
That's part of the problem.
Hey, Nori. Exactly. That is so part let's talk of about the Man City because they're part of the solution in football.
No, let him, no, it's gone. You're not, I don't want to talk about United like that anyways. No, I was, yeah,
it's a smart man. You was trying like to drown. You've got a good...
No, because we could go into it for ages. You got to think about your battles. Think about your battles.
KG is the Bruno Fernandes of filthy.
Yeah.
He's a fucking chaos ball.
Bam passes. Piss. Bam.
That's out of order. No, he's not. No, he's not. Don't let them. Yeah.
I'm not going to fight.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's talk about City, like Paul said. Let's talk about City. Because they, again, as usual, it's never shocking when they do a madness in the transfer season, the transfer window, sorry. And obviously, on the back of them having a poor season by their standards, they are trying to do the mad thing. Ain't Nori? Let me just land, brother.
Baller.
Yeah?
Because he knows problems.
Ain't Nori. And Livramento.
That's my guy. Pause.
I'm not your guy no more. I'm not worried about Livramento though, you know.
You're not worried.
You are Chelsea.
No,
come
but
on.
You know what is, we had him. We know what he is.
Because you've had him, you wouldn't have him right now.
Well, the thing, I understand. Where'd he go? He went Southampton.
Newcastle.
He's a good solid player. Newcastle. He's a good player, but that's exactly what he is. Solid. I don't think he's special.
What?
Do you need to be...
That's a fair statement.
I think he's a really, really good right back. You know,
he doesn't need to be
really,
special though.
Really
he's special at right
and he's only
going to
get better at City.
I think he becomes
special.
He's
only going to get better at City.
By the way,
yeah.
We're talking about City right backs. They have the best ones, bro.
No,
Cancelo when he was right back and left
crazy.
Back. When they're right backs, they just do stuff, bro.
Back to Zaba.
I think that's what he's going back to. More of a fullback, not like a not a centre back that's playing fullback, not a Nunes.
I don't think Livramento is a fullback.
Okay.
No, I think he's a wingback.
He's got more to him than the conventional.
Yeah, but did you watch that game against Man United one time? I think it was two seasons ago. He played left back.
He plays both sides. He plays
them
both sides,
to shred defensively and offensively. He was ridiculous.
Yeah. He's a baller.
Added to Mamouche, all them players that they have in there, that's going to be mad.
They're not going to get all of these, man, anyway, by the way.
They will.
I don't know. Do you know Cherki looks like he's coming.
I don't know how no one's gone for that guy, by the way. I don't know how no one... It's unreal.
Let's talk about him last, because I want to speak about him properly. Obviously, there's Morgan Gibbs-White from Nottingham Forest. I think would be a very good signing for them. Tijani Reinders.
Baller!
From AC Milan.
You know the problem is? The real problem is, nowadays, everyone's a baller, bro.
Serie A ballers.
You know that old school that everyone was a baller?
Now everyone's tipped off.
That's mad, you know?
I hear that, you know.
That's for me more Premier League problem. Because when I used to watch like Spanish football and I'd watch the 19th place side or the 18th place, they could kick ball. They were ballers.
But now,
and now
the
that's
standard
Premier
ball.
League.
These players are being bred there. It's Cobham's fault, bro. Because they started taking all weaknesses. Cobham, we have made half the Prem.
They have.
You are around.
Half the
you
Prem, around. Man City or Chelsea?
City and Chelsea.
I think
yeah.
City and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Between City and Chelsea.
I'm telling you, these kids are coming now out of the academies with no weaknesses. They can take it on their left foot, right foot, half turn. They're dumb.
Ballers, yeah.
And then they're playing centre back. They're all ballers.
They get scattered at strikers. You go watch them. They're playing left back.
100%.
Looking sad. 100%.
So now, this is why I think managers, managers now are more important than players. Everyone's a baller. It's just who could take these instructions and work the game.
But I think the Serie A tax is a bit, you know, like Reinders is killing Serie A. Scott McTominay, Billy Gilmore.
Italian and Dutch, that's like two things that could go wrong. I think Dutch players, they're very good technically. I think over the last couple of years, been a bit soft, a bit lightweight. Especially like in the core position. Obviously, Gakpo, a couple wingers, Van Dijk holding it up. But centre midfielders, Dutch.
Bro, I'm telling you, Dutch players now are basic compared to what the rest of Europe's doing. Before, they were the tech guys, innit? They couldn't win nothing, but they were the ones, like, they were technically.
No, but all their players are two-footed, though. That's why that's why Timber's like how he is, he can play left and right. All their players are like that. That's why Cliver, you see him hit it, power, left foot, right foot. All their players are two-footed. They step like that.
The young players now are a bit dead, though.
A last man that we want to speak about quickly for City, who's definitely two-footed.
Yo.
Ryan Shirky.
My God.
We're going to get
him, are you worried?
What? Should I tell you? Do you know what it is? Who are you asking? You asking me?
Are you worried about, like...
I'm going to make a bold statement.
Yeah.
I think he's an incredible footballer, but I do think he's slightly overrated.
Rico started.
Let me just finish. Can I finish? Rico. I just think the drop-off from De Bruyne and Bernardo's and everyone to Ryan Shirky, I don't know if City's going to handle that. With a Tijani Reinders and all these other new utes, I don't know if that's going to be enough.
I think that's a fair thing to see. Is Pep going to, like... bring him back a bit in terms
and
of
that's
Pep.
Why I don't think
Pep's type of football system and stuff, like, he's not going to allow
Pep's not really playing him in no 8. If Pep gets him, Pep's not playing him in 8.
Rico's done.
No, Rico's done.
He bust case.
Your one's starting then. Your one's starting.
I agree. Bro, I agree. And listen, here's the facts, yeah? He's not. Do you know what it is? He's not even expensive. He's relatively
30.
Cheap.
I think it's 30.
25. 30 million. Yeah,
25.
Yeah. So this is why, look, Chelsea are only giving back Sancho, so that we can go and get Cherky.
Huh? Not sure why. Are you giving it back?
I don't know.
Is
why
he coming back?
I think so.
You hope so.
You know what? I want him. I think. You see, for 25 mil, yeah.
For 25 mil, I'm taking Sancho.
For 25 mil, that is a quality player. There is no doubts about it. Sancho is worth every penny of that. You just got to know what he is. You stop profiling him in like the wrong way. Like, yeah, we know what he is. He's a baller.
Those two 10 positions.
No, he's got the most take-ons.
He is probably
but no one knows. He's got the most take-ons, but everyone says he don't take on players.
Sancho's got the most take-ons in the
Premier League. Sancho's got the worst PR. Like, even when he does well, they say he's done media.
His PR's one guy called Manslaughter from Brixton, man. I know him.
That guy's crazy. Manslaughter
from Brixton.
Manslaughter
from Brixton.
So for me, yeah, I'm agreeing, yeah. I agree with Lippy. I agree with Lippy because I'm saying I would rather keep Sancho than go and get Cherky. I think Cherky's overrated.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He is overrated.
What's going on?
Put me on this Rico. Joint enterprise.
You're saying you believe Sancho's better than Cherky?
Yeah, in the prem. Nah,
They're snitching on each other now.
For you, they're getting these guys to play on the flank to go against someone who's definitely gonna be an athlete, someone who's definitely gonna be going forward. Yeah,
they're playing against strikers. They're playing strikers against strikers.
Exactly.
Now.
So one thing I can say, City is probably the one team he could go to and maybe survive. But this is not the same City.
Or Liverpool.
This is.
Nah,
I don't know.
Nah,
because my thing is, he wouldn't match Liverpool's tempo. He just looked.
I think he's wide left, control the game, game control, he's good.
The only times I've seen him this year, close up, is against you lot over the two legs,
and he played cold.
Quality footballer, but there's still times where I'm in the group chat, I'm saying things.
Yeah, but you always will.
Don't get twisted. Three minutes later, he shuts me up, innit?
But Lippy, you gotta remember, they got 10 men, yeah. And when you go down one player, you take off the guy that's the most luxury
player.
You take off the luxury player. They didn't take him off.
They kept him on.
He's a game changer.
But you could have taken him off. You could have taken him off. Bought on a runner. They at least get to penalties and they get to win the Europa.
What I like about Leon and their two wingers is they're completely different. You have Fofana on the left hand side. Belgian boy, he's your all out and out busy winger.
Yeah.
And then you've got that Nasri type winger in Shirky, who's not going to run at the fullback all the time. He might stand there and look at him and cut inside.
And you got the fullback.
Sounds like Sancho.
I think that would be him and Doku. Yeah, him and Doku. That's basic.
But he's more technical.
One thing I like about Shirky a lot that Sancho I don't think does as well, yeah. Shirky plays wide right, very good for a right footed player that ain't quick. And for me, Sancho kind of looks
so strong.
He's got a good left. He can go either way.
What foot is Shirky?
He's right footed.
Have you seen his left foot?
Is that very control when he just sticks his leg out and the ball just crazy?
I just don't think you can have that much talent in football and you don't take a chance.
Not anymore.
That much talent.
Not anymore.
That's mad.
Not anymore. That's what I'm saying. I can see him being a Riyad Mahrez. Man saying it's not going to work. I can see him doing the Mahrez works. I can see it.
You know what it is? Mahrez had the proof. Like, he had the proof of concept already. He won the league with Leicester.
Mahrez is playing with that City team. This ain't the same City team. Bro,
he did that. Fernandinho. Mahrez did that at Leicester.
No, but it's refreshed.
Yeah, man can say refresh, but you're not getting a KDB regen, right, bro. Boys. That's one of one.
Boys. The time has come. The time has forwarded. I don't think we've done this before. Have we done this before?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Forget about before. This is it's coming back. This is the first proper annual Filthy Fellas Awards, boys. Listen, boys, we deserve our flowers, man. There's been some great moments. There's been some horrible moments. And we need to highlight these. We need to give our awards. We need to celebrate what's happened on this platform. And today we're going to do that, man. It's as simple as that. Obviously, Loon's Premier League champion. And I'm sure you're going to be the champion of some things today, because I have seen the nominees. This is voted by the Filthy Fellas cast and the team behind the scenes. Very important, very intelligent members of society, I must say. First of all, we have the guest appearance of the season.
I wasn't asked to vote about that.
Because you would have lied.
Oh.
You need to be here for this one. Yeah, he needs to be here for this. Big up. He needs to be here for this one.
You know what Sight said at the start of the show? Wicca and KG can't be together.
And now they're together. Now they're together.
Unity.
Unity.
Put a bit forward.
One minute. No. Turn it straight. Face it towards you. You lot having a stinker.
Yeah.
I'm not bad, gonna lie, bro.
Yeah, leave it there. Yeah, that's good. That's better.
We're winning, but you lot are having a bad game. You know them ones. We're playing well. Man's just watching you. Like, what are you doing?
How have you managed to have a six and we've won 5-0?
You know, like that. Some next PSG player, bruv.
I lie.
All right, listen.
All right, let's go.
All right, so we've had a lot of guests this season on Filthy Fellas, but I think it has to come down to the golden three, which are Jermaine Genius, Colin Kazim Richards, who is a Filthy veteran, and of course, Ola Aina.
Loons, do you remember the Ola Aina episode?
Yes.
Why do you believe that potentially have the capacity to be the guest appearance of the season, if you do?
Big respect to Ola Aina and that. But honestly, for me, it's not the best one for me.
How about Jermaine Genius, Dan? Obviously, he's gone through a couple of things that some people around the table, myself, can relate to. Do you think that was a difficult episode for him? And how did that kind of fare on the Filthy Fellas?
I think it was a good episode, but I think, in fact, people have said that that was the best one. However, there's an elephant in the room.
The advice.
In the blink of an eye.
Done.
In the blink of an eye, the episode was ruined.
Ruined.
Wait.
Bro, that hold up. Was crazy.
Hold up.
John Wick people phoned me about that.
Bro, we were there and I was holding it. I was
bro,
like,
we
oh,
were finished, bro.
On your season debut, hey, bro.
Menace, do you remember when we bought Lacazette? What happened in January? Aubameyang. You're a good player, but brother, we needed something else. We needed something else. Nah, that was class. That was class. That was
he thought he'd done something.
Class.
No, but that's the worst thing.
I hope you've learned.
No, he meant. I'll be honest with you. I'd done something there still.
No, he did.
No, I'd done something there still.
He did.
Do you know what I'd done, yeah?
Do you know what you've done?
F-U still. Hey, you know that one there? I'm not gonna lie, that one there was a clickbait thing. I don't know what the heck I was saying,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You just started the cut.
Yeah, but you know it's not. I think the nerves got the best of me. Genius, bro.
Yeah. He's honest.
That's Jermaine. That's JJ. I'm new.
We had Colin Kazim Richards as well.
Bad hold on him.
Incredible.
I've been talking to him recently.
But the question
still.
Is, who is the winner? The winner of guest appearance of the season on Filthy Fellas is Lippy.
There can only be one winner. It has to be Jermaine Genius. And you know what? John, you're a large part of that. Yes. You are lost.
Like Colin, I voted for you, Colin.
Listen, you know, that episode had range.
Yeah.
Range.
There was so many. There was... We went to so many places there. And yeah,
you
nah.
did a mad thing in
there. But we went mad.
That episode there.
But boys, we have to move on to the next. Poet just tried to FaceTime Jermaine Genius and he got Ed.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Whoa. My boy JJ, don't worry, man. I'm going to try to call him later. He might pick up.
This award here is special. I think... The guy that wins this award, no matter who he is, you are a large part of this show. Defensive dog of the season. Defensive doggedness is a large element on Filthy Fellas. You have to have that. We could all be nominated for this.
100%.
You have to have that to be here. I saw RV sit there and say, nah. He said, Ashley Young should go to the England squad.
Nothing man getting here.
He didn't say nothing. That's a big can't 6 foot three drill rapper. He ain't got that dog in him, dog.
Shout out RV, man.
But you see these three men nominated for this. This is the, I think we're all dogs, but these are the filthy dogs. This is who we send out when we've lost the ball, bro. Don't get it twisted. Lovely technical players as well. But this trait, when we ain't got it, they do what they do.
Grav.
And that is none other.
Grav, Caicedo and Casemiro.
None other than Savage Dan.
Come on.
Yeah? Whoa. Chelsea. No matter where Chelsea finishes, he's here. I just want to give a quick little... Whatever Chelsea finishes, whatever's going on, he's here. He's ready. He's ready to talk the things in the name of football.
Who's the next nominee, Lippy?
We've got Cade. Van Persie G.
Come on, fam. He backs KG. His team.
KG. Hey, 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 hey.
You know
manners,
what?
Manners.
You know what?
Especially what happens to my club this year.
You
manners.
Know what? I just want to say, big up Greg, because if there was no editing, this podcast would be about 4 hours long. Because of him. He's a dog.
When he crashes out. When he crashes out.
He's a cash baller, 100%.
When he crashes out.
But you see this last guy, he actually refers to himself as to young Rottweiler.
Nah, he's R.I.P. Old dog, nah, it's old dog.
It's old dog. He's transitioned.
Old dog.
It's Big Loons from the east side.
Big Loons.
Yeah, didn't really have to be defensive this year. Liverpool would have a nice season. But whenever you have a bad one, yeah,
you're still being defensive as a champion.
Jamaicans are defensive even up front.
Come on,
so what
man.
We're going to do...
Anywhere, anytime.
We're going to hand out this award right now.
The winner is of defensive dog of the season...
Savage Dan!
You know you want to clap, but because if the camera's on you, but in your heart.
Yeah. No, man, I said he won it.
Dan's been doing this for years on this platform. He's actually, this innovation of Seamus Coleman, my brother.
It's ridiculous.
It's so defensive, it's so dogged. Savage Dan, you are the defensive dog of the season, my brother.
Yes.
We love you, bro. We love you.
There's nothing for you.
But boys,
bro,
this, I think this award goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because to be a defensive dog, you need to be a little bit of a drama king. Because you need to feel offended. Now, Menace, you're looking at
No. I'm thinking, why am I not there?
He's been here for one episode. He's like, why am I here? But all jokes aside, this one's, I'm not even going to go through the nominees one by one because the defensive dogs are here again. He should have, for me, he could have been a defensive dog, but he's not there. We got Steve-O in there. He's so emotional. He's a drama king.
He's the guy that throws his hands up in the air.
Well, so Steve-O won then.
We're going to start, listen, we're going to start putting it on Patreon soon. Steve-O meltdowns.
Big up Steve-O though.
I meant to be rating him. Big up Steve-O. Sorry, my brother. What he would have said now after we just did that. No, boys, don't do that.
John, hang about.
You ain't gonna come and do that.
Come on, hang about.
So listen, without further ado, the drama king of the season is none other than
KG!
No. I had one crash out.
No.
Nah, I had one. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah. I refute it. I had one episode last week when I lost my mind.
No, bro, I lost my mind
and stayed for a couple hours. No, had one episode. I was mad. I was so mad.
KG, Drama King is your default setting, broski.
You almost punched everyone last week.
I refute this. Bro, I had one episode last week when I lost my mind a bit. I will say. I stayed.
He almost broke everything.
He almost killed the whole set.
He went, no, no, I swear that no. But what I'm trying to say is, no, this is.
So it weren't calm last week then, no? Like, yeah, I'm saying.
Second episode.
He was disappointed, and guess what? The disappointment of the season is the next category. The question is, who won? There are actually no nominees because we felt it's quite an obvious choice. And it's so obvious, it's one of them things that's directly in front of you, but you choose to ignore it. Mm-hmm. On the count of three, Greg, I would like you to just press that wonderful button. One, two, three. He doesn't even turn up. Big up, Marg, the disappointment.
I just want to say, Marg's is one of the... He makes bold statements here.
Bold?
Bold statements.
That is smart.
Yeah?
That's good, isn't it?
My friend realizing this. I had to bring my friend from the end. Boys, wow. Mm-hmm. I have to take my glasses off of this one. Because you know it is. You see, sometimes in the award ceremony, you got the Lifetime Achievement Award and there's no nominees. It's just one done. When a man gets it, listen, you know when they give Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston them award there, it's not nominees. It's just a video of their life in the background.
And bare people talking
about
them.
Listen, Greg, in the background, put a video of Scorch's life for the howler of the season. The rice take.
I was terrible.
The rice take. To be fair, he was saved, I think. I don't think he was saved at all.
Do
you know what it is? He was, but it's like Rice's prem form wasn't the greatest and then Arsenal crashed out of the Champions League the next phase. So that was a little bit it softened the blow a bit.
Because he was speaking about Real Madrid. He said, Rice versus Bellingham, you will see who is a 100 million player on that day.
This is why I like you.
He said, you will see.
This is why I like you.
No, did he? But.
Turn around. But you know what? Yeah,
Rice
we love Jude on this
versus
show.
Versus Bellingham.
Big up Jude. That's my brother still, dog. Big up Jude. Obviously, his brother got promoted with Sunderland as well.
Big them up, man.
Jude and Job, yeah. But let's not take it away from that one person, Mr. Tottenham himself. That's right. That's the team he supports.
Hallow the season.
Scorcher with that Rice take.
Can I quickly ask, though?
Of course you can.
Is there the pause of the season? Like, if someone's done something, said something on the show.
It would only be Loverman.
No, because there's one that was up talking about the souls. If you had how many souls?
Oh, that beats that. Literally.
I just want to say, as like, a pause in itself. Mention.
Has to go to Caleb. Caleb.
So the man that won Howler of the Season, he's actually in the Goal of the Season, Take of the Season nominees also.
Who are the people that are involved, Lippy?
Scorch is in there.
With?
For Postecoglou
being
the worst manager in the league, the worst manager he's ever seen. He did win something in his second season like he said he would, but like Australians, he's a rugby player.
Fair dinkum.
He's a rugby man.
Fair dinkum.
He's Aussie rules. He's with the Wombat. He's with the Wallabies, mate.
He's with the Wallabies. First some dinkums, first shrimps on the barbie.
Crikey, mate.
G'day. G'day. First some shrimps on the barbie.
So, yeah. So we've got Scorcher, Postecoglou. That was, you know what we're going to call that? That was a dead ball situation. That was a free kick. He scored that Rice. You understand? But I see Loon score from a set piece.
Short one, though.
You get me? Because he said Arsenal corners.
Oh, my God.
He said Arsenal corners.
Come on, man. Tactical now.
Then he scored. You see the way he done it? He played it there, flick up. Mm. Man, edge of the box.
Tactical nous.
Was that the one where you basically said what you need to do to defend it and it literally happened the following week? Yeah.
That's the biggest.
That was ridiculous. I couldn't believe it.
Hold on. That wasn't just you.
It was.
That was me as well.
Oh, you jumped in.
Hold on. Hold on. You know. You might have started it, but I was there. Yeah, I was right there.
Sometimes the goal of the season ain't you dribbled through bare man. A man played a beautiful pass. Yeah, and that's what that was. So you scored the goal.
Pass before this.
No, man. I'm the assistant.
Coutinho, Doué. PSG third goal.
Let me tell you something. Tony Eboa. The ball was just bouncing around. Luz was saying something. And I said, Aquilani! Top bins! That was a great goal. That was that one's no tech involved. I just
rassed it.
I just rassed that.
But me corners.
All right, so the question is, who has got the goal / take of the season?
It is none other.
Dan.
Aquilani!
Knew it, man.
We need a speech, though. We need a speech.
This was good. It was good though. Can I speak?
Explain that one. Explain that one.
Let me just explain that one. You know what? At this point in the season, I realised Liverpool had won the league. And I needed to go home with something. Goal of the season.
Yeah, I
rate
it.
Wilshere against Norwich.
Pachichi over the title.
Yeah, yeah, I hear it.
Take the title, man.
We have most improved player of the season, and it's three people here for three different reasons. We have Skits, who's made actually a really good comeback. Out here cooking in the kitchen. We got Loons, who also literally made a comeback. Because you got pushed off the show, come back and show man that you're not only going to win the league, but a fan. And then we've got Lippy, who's had to play various different positions this season. He's gone up front, and it's like the guy that you spoke about that had a dream about the fullback going up front and scoring a hat trick. The only thing they didn't know is that you was always a striker. You was always a striker. There's a good argument for every single person. I know time is not our biggest ally right now.
I would have voted KG.
Please, can you tell us who the most improved player of the season is?
Oh, wow.
It's Skits. Well done, Skits. Well done, Skits.
You know what? I just want to say... No, do you know what it is? I think a lot of people... I think, you know what? Us as a team, Filthy, we improve every year, naturally. Trials and tribulations, especially this season, trials and tribulations thrown at us that no one expected. We got through unscathed, which is beautiful. But Skits, like I said, I see RV sitting there once and say nothing. I see Skits sit there 17 times and say nothing. Yeah. He's come back, he's reading.
Yeah.
He's doing all kind of, he's playing different roles. He's doing ad reads, he's cooking.
As I dropped him off to the train station, the first seasons we was at the club, and he used to say to me, I'm sure they're turning my mic down. Hey.
You're blaming the coach. You're blaming the tactics.
I sat right there, bro. You said nothing.
You didn't say anything.
Nothing, bro. Just showed me you're loud.
But we love Skits. Skits is such an addition, a veteran, a filthy veteran. But you know what's the opposite of a veteran? A newcomer. Young player of the season. I feel like... This award here, like when a young player wins this, their career just...
Bro, you've seen what happens here. When young players come here and they're on fire, they go.
Things happen. And I want to... We'll talk about it in chronological order because I know what that means.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the first filthy wonder kid, Billy the Goat.
Controversial.
Doesn't understand football again. Irish.
A panic buy. We can all admit now, Billy was a panic buy.
I'll be honest, I've never been on the field with Billy.
It was that much of a panic buy. He's just, that's how I know you don't train. He's at training every week. You're not there. But all jokes aside, Billy, I met Billy when he was 16. He had a do-rag and a cap and 3/4 lumps on, dressed like John Cena. And now he's getting regular filthy call-ups. Yeah. So that is major.
Big.
Ellis now. Top. The only place I'd seen Ellis was in the Cortez display picture. I said, poet, who is this guy?
He got us in the Adidas building.
Then he got me a free pair of boots. He gave me some t-shirts the other day, and if it was down to me, he would win this.
It's me too.
Hey. He'd give me some more merch, 100%.
Yeah. But everyone.
I want to speak about a man that's here.
Every consistency.
I sent Loons out there to go get me a player, and he came back with a 9, a striker, impact player, John Wick. Regardless if you win or not, bro.
Fit every game.
You are a special
every
signing.
Every game he's here.
Great signing. You are a special great signing.
Shane Long.
Shane Long.
Shane Long.
Special signing.
Shane Long.
Why is he Shane Long? Hey,
Hey, Menace has got issues, you know.
Remember this award next year.
I ain't gonna be young Ben.
Yes, you are. You're still young.
Bro, you can win it twice, bro.
Nah, bro.
Hey, boys, we got a readout. Young player of the season. None other. Only Greg knows. But we know now that it is. I think we know it's John.
Hey!
I couldn't get over there.
Wick,
we need a speech. We need a speech. We need a speech. We need a speech. This is so quick, bro.
I've been nominated. Bear
we signed him in jail.
Pen or no pen, bro. You've had viral moments, bro. Already.
Chat to us, man. Tell them.
So first of all, I want to thank God.
Huh? Before me.
Raw. Whoa.
You want to go before God?
That is Jamaican.
The walls are about to cave in. Lord.
You know, that's one of them ones when you get to the gates, God's going to show you.
That's too Jamaican, that one, bro.
Before me.
What? God, before me.
Before your mother. And me born you on this earth before your mother. Your time. Jesus before your mother.
Jesus, you don't know Jesus.
When you meet God, where know God from? Where know Jesus from?
You know Jesus from me.
Where know Jesus from? And me show you Jesus.
Introduce you to Jesus. Hey, hey, Wick, chat to us, Wick.
Sorry, bro.
Someone arrest this man, bro.
Sorry.
He's a criminal. this guy. Loons, what did you get this guy?
He's thanking me and then God.
So, yeah, thank God. Fender boys as well. You know, my agent done a fantastic job.
Incredible job.
We was talking for about, 3-4 weeks beforehand, just about other stuff, and then you get me, he's always been here to help and support me.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, Tony!
Do you know that felt? Hey, Dan, you know that felt like the Dudley boys.
Yeah, 3D.
This is the big one. There's one after this, but this is the real big one.
This is
player of the season.
You know what it is? I wanna talk about.
Can I just say I'm proud to be nominated?
You might not win this award just because you've done that. No, two seconds. The vote's done. All jokes aside.
Steve-O can't win it.
All right, player of the season. Everyone's nominated, but there's only 3 good names on the screen. But just everyone have their own screen in their mind. But all jokes aside, I want to talk about Steve-O first. Steve-O, the madman, is a monster. On and off, filthy fellas. Very, very proud of him. He represents us beautifully wherever he goes. He comes here, he doesn't act like he's bigger than anyone. And that is beautiful. And obviously on camera, he keeps the people them entertained. You understand? The next man I want to speak about, my brother, my big brother, I don't say it enough, Loondog. Yeah? He doubled back because of some rubbish. We're not even going to go into
Calvin Candy out the building.
He's giving us here. Listen, I was about to say he's giving us no problems. He's giving us about 7 problems. But for Loons, that's really good. All jokes aside, Loons, pleasure to have you back, my brother.
I'll give a word on Lippy because you can't speak about yourself.
I can't. I was just about to say this guy's the best. Everyone.
You see me?
And Lippy, when you weren't at the top table, you were showing you were meant to be at the top table. And then once you got to the top table, and to be fair, I can say right now, everyone, it's just my opinion, but I'm a really important person here.
You're all right.
The best dynamic here at the top for me right now, so think about this for next season, is 1 and 2. Lippy and Dan. Sensational.
Steve-O can't be on
I know
this,
you're. I'm Steve-O a fullback and you're a midfielder, but we got a.
That one, that's well the same
here.
Thing.
It works.
So,
well
the question
here,
is now, of all that information, drum roll, please, for who is player of the season?
Lippy, well done, man.
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
Listen.
Hey, what's man trying to
say? Pass me the award, quick.
No, this is the Premier League title.
Hey, give him the award, give him the award, man.
No.
Let me the award. What the? What's wrong with this guy?
Give him the award, man. No.
You
know what you gotta do to get this?
Hold on.
You know what you gotta do to get this?
Hold on.
38 games.
Wait there. I wanna say something.
Man said he can't get that.
No. I wanna say something. None of you lot can.
I wanna say something. Boys, to win player of the season this season.
And goal of the season.
It's damn. Extra special.
Aye, for real.
It's extra.
Hey, you know what that is? That's you know what that is? That's player's player.
That's player's
that
player.
That is the big
but
one.
Boys, I wanna say
I
something.
Want not.
I wanna say something.
Nominated, though.
I wanna say something. Obviously, this is the award. I'm gonna give it to someone, but remember that I won it first. This award is deserved by someone else. Because as much as I've done what I've done to drag us out the mud, I might be the captain, but we do actually have a player manager. Mm. And this man here, bro, I see you in the comments. You know what it is,
got food in the
comments. I remember when they were in the comments saying, oh, get Poet off, replace him. You know what they're saying now? They're still saying it.
Like.
Hey,
like.
Stop,
but all jokes aside,
they ain't
all jokes aside, all jokes aside, all jokes aside, the actual player of the season, the reason that Filthy is still here, the reason we get to come here every Monday and be happy and
keeps in touch with the man them
all day, make sure we're all good, is none other than Poet.
Bigger.
Come on, man.
In the corner. This is the guy, bro.
This is bro. This is bro. Bro.
This is the guy, man. I have to.
I'll be honest. You got to win more to get to get touch.
I hear that. That was dark. What you done there was horrible.
That was dark.
That was dark. I said, let me just get.
That's why you didn't win nothing. Pass me the cup. Bad energy over there.
Yeah, yo. I'm happy with my team.
All right. So this is also a very important one. Signing of the season. There's been a few signings that have been made right now as well. Even this one today.
Menace.
Jesus Christ. Menace.
Your debut was amazing. But the debut of the season award next year is going to be tight because Menace,
you've done your thing today, bro. That was a great debut. That was a great.
You've done your thing today, bro.
But signing of the season, again, we didn't decide to deliberate and put a bag of names on. We just thought.
It's only one man.
Who is it?
It's only one man.
Signing of the season is.
I know who it is.
So do I.
Rick.
I know who it is.
Has to be Rick.
Has to be. Scribbs!
No!
Yes! Hey!
I will. I know I will f up. No, no, I will f up. No, no, no. I will f up. No. No, who's doing this? No, who's doing this? Who's doing this, bro? No. I'll go.
Listen, I'll tell man the truth. I had no idea that it wasn't you. I was about to run over KJ. You know what's rude? I hate when the guy that wins the award isn't here.
Yeah.
And they put him on the screen.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, I'm just on. I'm in Miami. I'm on my video shoot in Las Vegas. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. Give the award to my manager. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Like, yes. But you know what? But quickly though, boys, it weren't easy. There's a couple man could have won those awards.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Obviously, Wednesday the 13th of August, we're going to get down there. We're going to celebrate. Somehow this guy Menace is going to get a payday. Just popped up quickly.
She's a real guy. Menace,
yeah. But all jokes aside, it's been a tough year, boys.
Yeah,
it has been.
Yeah.
I made it better.
Yeah, nah, you did. Yeah. I want to speak to where us, innit?
The Black Ranger.
The new additions, you're a quote unquote new addition. Boys, without you guys, we would not be here. It's as simple as that. You understand? This has been a very tough year. We went through some things on Filthy that we've never been through. We're here now. It's time to win.
And thank Dan and Poet for me being back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poet made the call. Dan shouting at me. Mm-hmm.
I done something. Saying,
just come back and stop trying.
I love. Do you know the good thing about Filthy though? Yeah. I know you're going to do that
cut
genius
him
thing. Yeah. But
that slice like crazy.
You know what actually don't really matter who sits here. I got a feeling it's the flags, it's the environment you always get. It don't matter who's here, it's Filthy.
Listen, thank you to the new signings.
Hi guys, sir. Just got one more thing to
He's gonna say, I hope you win your awards.
Everyone, make sure before John Wick talks, can we please sign up to the Patreon? Thank you to everyone that signed up so far. Now, let's sit down and listen to John Wick.
What I do wanna say is
What?
Oh, is that your DM? Yeah, bro. Talk to them, bro. The floor's yours.
Cool. So basically, what I do want to say. Nah, jokes aside, what I do want to say though, yeah? Peace and love, man.